David Lammy was giving a speech to the Fabian Society in central London to outline Labour's foreign policy if it wins the next general election. He was constantly heckled but managed to return to the podium saying, "We all want a sustainable ceasefire." The UK's most senior counter-terrorism officer says Israel's operation against Hamas has radicalised Islamist extremists. He's also revealed a 25% jump in reports to UK authorities since the October attack. Four senior members of Iran's security forces have been killed in a suspected airstrike on the Syrian capital, Damascus. The Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps is accusing Israel of assassinating its members. Saturday postal deliveries could soon be scrapped. It's understood regulator Ofcom is preparing to outline options next week for reforming Royal Mail's obligations. Police in Norfolk have named a man found dead alongside two young girls and a woman near Norwich as Bartłomiej Kaczynski. All four were found with injuries yesterday morning. In sport, Arsenal have eased to a 5-0 victory at home to Crystal Palace to move to within 2 points of Premier League leaders Liverpool. Hearts avoided a Scottish Cup upset with a 2-1 victory at Spartans. Czech teenager Linda Noskova has produced the biggest shock of the Australian Open tennis so far by knocking out world number one Iga Świątek in the third round.
I think it was an unbelievable match for me. Playing on such a court for the first time and playing with Iga for a second time, I really wanted to win this, so I'm just glad that I did it.
The 19-year-old came from a set down. And British number one Cameron Norrie's into the last 16 for the first time. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past three. Hope you're safe and well. Thanks to Spencer for the last 3 hours of the weekend wind up. And for the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix 4. Good afternoon to you.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a dry and mostly cloudy day across our area, just your bright spell here and there. It's been a bit less cold than recent days, but still feeling chilly as breezy conditions are currently developing. Maximum temperature for the rest of today, 5 degrees Celsius. Tonight it will become increasingly windy, especially along the coast as cloud thickens and outbreaks of sometimes heavy rain spread west. Later on there will be some drier conditions during the night and maybe the odd clear spell too. Minimum temperature overnight 2 degrees Celsius. Sunday will be dry with bright or sunny spells, although later on in the day the cloud will thicken. Much milder temperatures tomorrow with a maximum of 11 degrees Celsius, but this will be offset by the increasingly windy conditions and there might be the odd localised gale as well.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Yourself off the ground, I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy, young man, there's a place you can go, I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the Y.M.C.A.
That was number one in the UK charts 45 years ago this week, January 1979. The Village People, of course, and YMCA. So welcome into Phoenix Sport on this Saturday, the 20th of January, 2024. A somewhat decimated sporting programme today as the freezing weather has played havoc, particularly with the football fixtures. But we've been rather fortunate in that we still have three featured matches. We're going to have half-time and full-time reports on Leyton Orient versus Bolton Wanderers in EFL League One. Jaden Christie is our man at Brisbane Road for that one. And in the Isthmian Premier League, Billericay Town hosting Lewis Roots Hall. Jack Patmore's down there for us. And one game which has survived in the Isthmian North is Brentwood Town's trip to Redbridge. Andy Gardner has popped down to Barkingside to watch that one, and he will have reports for us on that. Plus all of the day's other football. Rugby union action going on as well. European Champions Cup and Challenge Cup ties, as well as the local rugby. A decimated racing programme. Meetings at Ascot, Haydock and Taunton have all been abandoned, but the afternoon meeting at Lingfield has survived, as has the evening one at Wolverhampton. A few other sports stories, including in the darts, Luke Little has been at it again. News from the Australian Open in the tennis and the World Grand Prix of snooker, and also cricket with England's under-19s in action against Scotland. As well as that, the usual pile of great music between now and 6pm. I hope you can stay with me. And it's live.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Wiped out, sucking on the fumes of a long gone flame. Can you leverage love? Can you process pain? It grabs you by the night. My dreams are banging, bathing in light. So come on, touch me, I'm alive. Cover my eyes with darkness.
It comes home from the Killers. That's called Spirit. And going to have a look at the football, first of all, including some games which took place last night. And in the Championship, Hull City forced their way into the playoff spots with a 1-0 win at Sunderland. They are now in sixth place after Fabio Carvalho netted a second-half winner for the Tigers at the Stadium of Light. In Women's Super League last night, it finished Leicester City Women 0, Aston Villa Women 1. And Colchester United were due to travel to Salford City in League 2, but that was postponed due to a frozen pitch. There was one Scottish Cup fourth round tie last night, and Aberdeen found their way into the last 16 as they played away to League 2 Clyde and picked up a 2-0 victory. Goals either side of half time from Bojan Mizovski and Nicky Devlin made sure the Dons got through to the last 16. There's some Scottish Cup ties this afternoon as well. I'll go through those in a while. But first off, in the Premiership, it's a reduced programme once again this weekend with the staggered winter break. There was one lunchtime kickoff today, and now it's at the Emirates where Arsenal faced Crystal Palace, and it was a thumping victory for the Gunners, who won by 5-0, increasing the pressure on Crystal Palace manager Roy Hodgson. The Gunners were 2-0 up at half-time thanks to two first-half strikes by Gabriel. Leandro Trossard added a third just before the hour, and injury time goals in the 94th and 95th minutes from Gabriel Martelli completed the rout for Arsenal, who are in third place, only behind Manchester City on goal difference, although Man City have a game in hand on them. Liverpool remaining at the top of the league at the moment. It's 1:30 kickoff in the Premier League, and that's Brentford versus Nottingham Forest. Meanwhile, in the Championship, Southampton forced their way into the automatic promotion spots with their 20th game without defeat. They won 3-1 away at Swansea City. It was the manager, Russell Martin's first return to his former club. And they took the lead very early on from Shea Adams, scoring his ninth goal of the season in only the 6th minute. Will Smallbone made it 2-0 after 20. Swansea pulled one back 5 minutes before half time. And that was Jamie Patterson scoring for the Swans. But West Ham United, Lodi Flynn Downs made it 3-1 just before half time. And so it finished Swansea City 1, Southampton 3. Ipswich Town, who've fallen into third place as a result of Saints' win. They're not in action today. Massive game for them on Monday night as they travel to table toppers Leicester City. There has been one result in the Asian Cup today. It finished Jordan 2, South Korea 2. And there has been one Scottish Cup tie which kicks off early. Hearts of Midlothian from the Scottish Premiership travelled to League 2 club Spartans and narrowly edged through with a 2-1 victory. Kenneth Vargas put Hearts in the lead on 12 minutes. Cragan equalised for the Spartans on 64, but just as it looked as though the League 2 side would force extra time, up popped Frankie Kent for Hearts in the 92nd minute to put them through to the last 16. I'll be running through what's happening in the 3 o'clock kickoffs very shortly.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems. At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen, and I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
No 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League this afternoon, so let's move on to the EFL. First of all, focusing on the Championship, and there's been a few goals there so far in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. One of those has come at Ewell Park, where Blackburn Rovers have gone in front in the 7th minute against Huddersfield Town. Adam Wharton, the scorer. Bristol City, who had that superb FA Cup win over Premier League West Ham United during the week. They've got a goal behind this afternoon in the Championship, though, at Ashton Gates. Watford, their visitors, won a penalty in the 13th minute, and that was converted by Dele Bashiru. It's Norwich City 1, West Bromwich Albion 0. That's the common score at Carrow Road. Josh Sargent for the Canaries in the 13th minute there. Cardiff have gone in front at Plymouth. PNG in the 10th minute. They're winning by a goal to nil. And another side winning 1-0 away from home at Birmingham City, who have gone 1-0 in front away to Stoke. Jay Stansfield, the scorer, in the 10th minute. The other games in the Championship are all currently goalless. Moving on to League One, where one of our featured matches is today. That's Leighton Orient versus Bolton Wanderers. The O's, who had that magnificent 3-0 win away to league leaders Portsmouth last Saturday, of course, face a side who are currently in the playoff spots, but there are no goals at Brisbane Road at the moment. The only goal in League One so far has come in the match between Bristol Rovers and Blackpool. In fact, there's now been two, because Blackpool took the lead through CJ Hamilton in the 5th minute, but Karamoko Dembele has just this moment made it 2-0 to the Tangerine. There's several postponements in League One this afternoon. The matches between Cheltenham Town and Carlisle United, Oxford United and Northampton Town, Port Vale and Wycombe Wanderers, and Stevenage versus Barnsley. All of those matches are off. Meanwhile, in League Two, has been the odd goal so far in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. It's Barrow 1, Crewe 1. And the other goal has come at Stadium MK, where MK Dons went 1-0 up through Max Dean in only the 2nd minute in their game against Morecambe. Only two other matches have survived, Gillingham versus Forest Green and Newport versus Wrexham. They're both currently goalless. The matches between AFC Wimbledon and Crawley Town, Bradford City and Doncaster Rovers, Havergal Town and Grimsby Town, Notts County and Stockport County County. Swindon Town versus Tranmere Rovers and Walsall versus Accrington Stanley. All of those have been postponed due to frozen pitches, as has Southend United's game in the National League at the home to Altrincham. Frozen pitch down at Root Hall, so that one hasn't got ahead. And the same applies to Dagenham and Redbridge's match away at Solihull Moors. Other postponed matches today in the National League include Barnet coming in third place against the leaders Chesterfield, Eastleigh versus Oldham, FC Halifax Town versus Maidenhead, Rochdale versus Wealdstone, Woking versus Oxford City, and York versus AFC Fylde. All of those are off. Kidderminster Harriers versus Aldershot Town has survived, and it's a dreadful start for Phil Brown, the former Southend United manager, in his first game. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. In charge of the Harriers, the bottom club. They were home to Aldershot Town, and Aldershot are in a 3-0 lead. The other three games that have gone ahead in the National League are currently goal. This National League South, Braintree Town versus Taunton Town was postponed early doors due to a frozen pitch at Cressing Road, and Chelmsford City were due to travel to Farnborough today. There was a pitch inspection late this morning, and the referee ruled that it was unplayable, so that has also been postponed. No such problems for Averley, who play on an artificial surface down at Parkside, so their match at home to Chippenham Town has gone ahead, and it's a good start for the Millers. They have gone 1-0 up. I'll see if I can find out who has scored for them in a while. Meanwhile, in the ESPN Premier League, in our featured match, it's Billericay Town 1, Lewis 0. Moses Emmanuel put Billericay ahead in only the third minute. Hashtag United 0, Enfield Town 0. That's the latest score at Len Salmon Stadium. The games between Canvey Island and Horsham, and leaders Hornchurch versus bottom club Concord Rangers were both postponed. In the ESPN North, a decimated programme here as well, but one of our featured matches there is Redbridge versus Brentwood Town, and Mickey McKenzie has just given Brentwood the lead in the 23rd minute, so it's Redbridge 0, Brentwood Town 1. The game at Scraley Road has gone ahead as Haybridge Swifts versus Bowers and Pitsy. Matt Price gave Bowers the lead in the 9th minute, but Sam Park has since equalised for Swifts in the 18th minute, so it's one apiece in that one. And it's Walthamstow 0, New Salamis 0. The game is between Basildon United and Maldon Tittree, Brightling Sea Regent and Felixstowe and Walton United, and Witham Town's trip to Enfield have all been postponed. There's one match for the one team in one local side in the Southern League Division 1 Central this afternoon. It's Waltham Abbey, who are at home to Biggles Way. We've not got any details of that one at the moment. There are also games, assuming at least some have survived, in the Essex Senior League, the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, and also the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. I'll be taking a look at those a bit later on as well. Let's just have a quick look at the Scottish Cup, shall we, which is the fourth round stage. Bonnywig Rose Athletic, non-league side, they've gone 1-0 up against Falkirk. In another match, it's Green at Morton 1, Montrose 0. An all-Premier League affair, Kilmarnock versus Dundee. And early goals from Carl Vassell and Marley Watkins have given Killy a 2-0 lead against their visitors. Livingston 0, Raith Rovers 1. Jack Hamilton for Raith in only the 5th minute. Motherwell against Alloa Athletic. Blair Spittle has given Motherwell the lead in only the 2nd minute of that one. All the other ties currently being played are goalless. Just one or two other goals that have just gone in before I go to the travel. Bristol Rovers have pulled one back at home to Blackpool. Chris Martin in the 24th minute, but Blackpool are still winning by 2-1. Huddersfield have equalised at Blackburn in the Championship. Michael Hellick in the 23rd minute, cancelling out Adam Wilson's 7th minute opener. League One is Burton 1, Charlton 0, Mark Helm for the Brewers in the 24th minute. Also in League One, Lingers Portsmouth have gone ahead away to struggling Fleetwood, I understand. And it's Bristol City 1, Watford 1 now in the Championship. Scott Twine has got an equaliser for Bristol City in the 25th minute. The time is 28 minutes past 3.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Taking a look at the roads in our area across this Saturday afternoon. Billy Ricky is currently a bit busy on the high street between Sun Street and Western Road and Norsey Road. Nothing to report in Brentwood at the moment. Wilson's Corner was a bit busy earlier, but the traffic seems to be moving okay there. Now, a few issues further afield. Harlow has slow-moving traffic on the A414 Edinburgh Way between London Road and Howard Way. Chelmsford, a couple of hotspots going in towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road are a bit busy on the approaches. Other than that, the roads are looking okay across our area this afternoon. Taking a look, meanwhile, at public transport. There is no service on the Elizabeth line all weekend between Abbeywood and Paddington. Trains were operating between Shenfield and Liverpool Street, not serving Whitechapel, and between Paddington and Heathrow's Terminal 405 and Reading. Please use London Underground services to cross central London is the advice. And meanwhile, on the DLR, there is no service all weekend between Poplar and Stratford International and Beckton and Woolwich Arsenal. Replacement buses are in operation. And currently on the central line on the underground, there are severe delays due to a shortage of trains. Tickets are being accepted on London buses, London Overground, Chilson GWR and the Elizabeth line, though. I'll have another update around about 1 hour from now. A few more things have happened in the football. There's been a red card in League Two in the match between Newport County and Wrexham, an all-Welsh affair. It's currently goalless, but Wrexham's Boyle has been dismissed in the first half there. National League, Bournemouth took the lead at Bromley, but I understand Bromley have just this second equalised. There's been a red card in the Isthmian North in the match between Walthamstow and New Salamis. Stowe's Adalberto Pinto has received a straight red in the first half at Wadham Lodge. Hashtag United have fallen behind against Enfield Town in the Isthmian Premier League. Enfield Town scored on the half-hour mark. And in an all-London affair at Loftus Road in the Championship, it's Queen's Park Rangers 1, Millwall 0. Elias Chair scoring for the struggling Ars in the 27th minute.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should
Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. These indecisions bugger me.
Infestation, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Classic from The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go? 26 minutes to 4, you're listening to Brentwood of Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. I'm here until 6pm in a featured match in the ESPN Premier League. I can tell you, it is now Billericay Town 3, Lewis 0. The unfortunate Sussex visitors have scored 2 own goals in the space of 3 minutes. So that's added to Moses Emmanuel. Third-minute opener, so a great start for Billericay Town aside in terrific form at the moment. Meanwhile, Kidderminster Harriers have pulled one back against Aldershot Town in the National League, but Aldershot are still winning 2-1. Correction to what I just said, it's Billericay 2, Lewis 0. There was just the one own goal. I understand they haven't scored on the half hour, but still a very good start for Billericay 2-0 up in that one. Scottish Cup, meanwhile, there's been an equaliser for a lower Athletic in their tie at Premier League Motherwell, who took the lead in the second minute but have now conceded one apiece at Fir Park. Hashtag United have just equalised against Enfield Town in the ESPN Premier League. Camilo Restrepo on 35 minutes for the Tags. In the Championship, it's now Plymouth 1, Cardiff 1. Ryan Hardy has equalised for Argyle with just over half an hour gone. Scottish Cup, Livingston have equalised against Raith Rovers. It's now one apiece in that side. Newport County 1, Wrexham 0. In League 2, Newport, I understand, have just taken the lead. Wrexham down to 10 men in that one. And in League 1, it's Wigan Athletic 1, Reading 0. Fellow Asgard on 32 minutes for Wigan. I've also got rugby league action, as I mentioned earlier, this afternoon in the Investec Champions Cup, Pool 1. It finished Bulls 46, Bordeaux 40, and one of the early kickoffs. Pool 2, one result from there. It's finished Harlequins 49, Ulster. Harlequins 47, Ulster 19. Meanwhile, in the European Challenge Cup, Pool 1, it's finished Pal 8, Zebra. Pal 28, Zebre 27. Another very close affair there. And in Pool 3, another result, Blackline 3, ASM 36. There's a few matches in Premiership Women's Rugby this afternoon, and Bristol Bears women have beaten Harlequins women by 26 points to 7. Coming song now from Sheryl Crow. This is called Alarm Clock. Sheryl Crow and Alarm Clock. A few more goals in the football. Brentwood Town are now 2-0 up at Redbridge in one of our featured matches in the Isthmian North. Shadon Gandu on 37 minutes, scoring Brentwood second and recent signing from Grays Athletic. Also in the Isthmian North, Walthamstow have got a goal behind at home to New Salamis on 37 minutes. Remember, started out of 10 men after they had Adalberto Pinto dismissed in the first half of that game. Meanwhile, in the Scottish Cup, Partick Thistle of the Scottish Championship, their way to Premiership, Notts County. Brian Graham has given Thistle a 37th-minute lead in that tie. Kidderminster Harriers 2, Aldershot Town 2. Now, two goals from Hemmings Ashley Hemmings, that is. One of those came from the penalty spot, have ensured that Kidderminster have come back from 2-0 down in that one. Racing, and the result of the 3-10 at Lingfield is in. First was number 1, Oh So Grand, the 11-8 favourite. Second was number 3, Queen Regent, priced at 9-2, and third was number 6, Daisy, priced at 33-1. Eight runners in that race. We're going to talk tennis on occasion this afternoon because the Australian Open is currently taking place, and Britain's Cameron Norrie, congratulations to him because he has reached the last 16 of the competition for the first time after he beat 11th seed Casper Ruud in his match in the last 32. He played aggressively and smartly in a 6-4-6-7-6-4-6-3 win in Melbourne. And Norrie will face German 6 seed Alexander Zverev on Monday after Zverev beat Alex Mickelson in his match. This is Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. We're going to get there in the end.
Try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It is being Premier League. Great first half for Billericay Town at home to Lewis. They're now 3-0 up. Alfie Cerulli scoring a third just before half-time. We'll hear all about that from Jack in a while. First half-times are coming through now. One of those is in the Scottish Cup fourth round. It's a shock on the cards in the tie between Ross County and Partick Thistle. Ross of the Premiership, 0. Partick 2 is the current score. And Brian Graham scored a Thistle second in that one. Meanwhile, in the ESPN North, Bowles and Pitsy are now 2-1 up at Heybridge Swift's Luke Reeve, just before half-time, scoring Bowers second. Two sides are in really fine form at the moment. I think that will remain quite a close contest. In EFL League One, Shrewsbury have gone in front away to promotion chasing Peterborough. Jordan Shipley in the 41st minute for the Shrews. Coventry have gone into the lead. They're winning by the same score at struggling Sheffield Wednesday in the Championship. Ben Sheaf for the Sky Blues 5 minutes before the break. National League, it's Dorking Wanderers 1, Gateshead 0. Charlie Carter a couple of minutes before half-time for Dorking. Another half-time from the Scottish Cup fourth round. It's Ayr United 0, Kelty Hearts 0. Lots of half-times coming through now, so I'm just going to focus on those. In the National League, no goals at Stonebridge Road in the match between Ebbsfleet and Hartlepool. In the Scottish Cup, meanwhile, two goalless affairs at half-time. Edrionians versus St Johnstone and Fulfar versus Hibernian. Hashtag United 1, Enfield Town 1. That is a half-time score at the Lynn Salmon Stadium in the Isthmian Premier League. Championship at the break, it's Stoke 0, Birmingham 1. Two half-times from League 1, Burton 1, Charlton 0 and Exeter City 0, Cambridge United 0. In the Scottish Cup, Green at Morton 1, Montrose 0, Motherwell 1, Alloa 1 and St Mirren 0, Queen of the South 0. These are all half times. In the In League One, half-time at Brisbane Road in one of our featured games. Goal is between Leighton Orient and Bolton Wanderers. We'll hear all about that from Jaden Christie in a while. And in the Championship, it's Plymouth 1, Cardiff 0 at the break. Half-time at Parkside in the National League South, Aveley 1, Chippenham Town 2-0. Aveley winning at the break. Siju Odolusi was the scorer of the Millers' goal. Scottish Cup fourth round, Bonnyrigg Rose Athletic 1, Falkirk 1 and Inverness Caledonian Thistle 1, Broomhill 0 and also Kilmarnock 2, Dundee 0 are all half-time scores. Walthamstow nil, New Salaam is one at half time, and ESPN North Stoke down to 10 men. Championship, it's Bristol City 1, Watford 1. Two half times from League 2, Barrow 1, Crewe 1, and Gillingham 0, Forest Green Rovers 0. Forest Green, the bottom club, dispensed with the services of their head coach Troy Deeney, former Watford and Birmingham City striker, after just 29 days in charge. He was only appointed on the 20th of December. He was in charge for six games after David Horseman was sacked. None of those six games resulted in victories. And Dan Connor, who has been in temporary charge at the New Lawn before, has replaced Deeney on an interim basis. Really does look like they're a club in crisis, doesn't it? National League is Bromley 1, Boreham Wood 1. In the Championship at half-time, Queen's Park Rangers 1, Millwall 0, and Sheffield Wednesday 0, Coventry 1. A couple of half-times from League 1, it's bottom versus top, Fleetwood Town versus Portsmouth, and it's Pompey who were 1-0 up at the break. Goalless in the match between Lincoln and Derby. In the Isthmian North, it's Haybridge Swifts 1, Bowes and Pitsy 2. And in a feature game from that division, it's Redbridge 0, Brentwood Town 2 at half-time. We're going to hear from Andy Garda all about that in a while. Norwich City 1, West Bromwich Albion 0. It's a half-time score in the Championship. And a setback for Peterborough at the moment, at least, in their promotion push in League 1. They're at home to Shrewsbury Town, and the Shrews are 1-0 up at the break. Also in League 1, it's Wigan 1, Reading 0. And in League 2 at half time, it's Newport County 1, Wrexham 0. Take a quick break with the Arctic Monkeys. I bet you look good on the dance floor. So now we've got a half-time report from Brisbane Road, EFL League One. It's Leighton Orient versus Bolton Wanderers, and Washington 1 for us is Jaden Christie.
It's half time here at Brisbane Road. It's Leighton Orient 0, Bolton Wanderers 0. I think those boss Richie Wellens will be happier out of the two managers, considering in the reverse fixture in December, the O's trailed by 3-0 after 9 minutes. It's been a really even contest so far, both teams kind of working each other out. No real chances up until the 41st minute when a mistake from Omar Beckles saw Victor Adebojo cut inside, crossed to the back post with an unmarked Dion Charles, who somehow struck against the post, unable to find their net. But it's a fair scoreline at 0-0 going into the break, and the O's are more than good enough and being in the game. And I think Orient boss Willens will be really happy because, as I said, in the reverse fixture only a month ago, the O's trailed by 3-0 after 9 minutes. So a massive improvement on for that basis, but still work to be done. Slayton Orient 0, Bolton Wanderers 0.
Thanks very much indeed, Jade. And so another encouraging 45 minutes of football from the O's by the sound of it there. And looking at a few more half-time results, half-time scores, I should say, that have come through in the Championship. It's Blackburn at 1, Huddersfield 1. League 2 at half-time, it's MK Dons 1, Morecambe 0. National League, Dorking Wanderers 1, Gateshead 0. Goalless at Riverside Stadium in the Championship between Middlesbrough and struggling Rotherham. League 1 at half-time, it's Bristol Rovers 1, Blackpool 2. Scottish Cup, Livingston 1, Race Rovers 1, and one of her first half at Billericay Town down at New Lodge. 3-0 against Lewis at the break. In fact, we can hear from Jack Patmore about that right now.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. The meeting between two of the form sides in the Isthmian Premier Division currently sees Billericay Town lead Lewis 3-0. The hosts were swiftly out of the traps and capitalised on some questionable Lewis defending with only 2 minutes on the clock. Alfie Truly's corner fell perfectly for Moses Emmanuel, who struck the killer blow with a headed finish as the striker was left unmarked in the box. Buoyed by their early breakthrough, Billericay went on search for to double their advantage, and Richard Asamoah nearly did so on two occasions with driven strikes which were saved by Nathan Harvey. The Blues didn't let up as they maintained their early pressure and deservedly got their second. Asamoah was proven to be a thorn in the Roxes' defence, and he neatly carved out an opening, and his delivery was prodded home by Frankie Merrifield. It got even better for Billericay just before the break as they added a third when Cerulli's shot took a nick off of a Lewis defender and Harvey couldn't get down quick enough to deny his strike. Billericay will be looking to continue their excellent performance, while Lewis will be looking to get back into this one as soon as possible. At half-time, it's Billericay 3, Lewis 0.
Thanks, Jack. It's 4 o'clock.
From these.